KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The head of the U.S. Coast Guard, Admiral Robert Papp, testified last week on the Coast Guard's 2014 budget request before a U.S. Senate subcommittee. KNBA's Jocelyn Essis reports Papp told Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and Coast Guard Subcommittee Chair Alaska Senator Mark Begich his biggest concern in the Arctic is the increasing traffic through the Bering Strait. He says while drilling for oil and gas poses some challenges, a pollution disaster from ships colliding, a ship running aground, or getting caught up in a storm and becoming disabled is his biggest worry. He says Russia is intent on opening the sea route along its northern coast as a major route for commerce, and there's already been a fourfold increase in maritime traffic through the Bering Strait. The Coast Guard has developed an Arctic strategy that is before Secretary Napolitano now. It addresses traffic patterns and plans for improved security in U.S. Arctic waters. Papp says the Coast Guard plans to have the newly refurbished heavy icebreaker, the Polar Star, in the Arctic this summer. And the agency is also taking beginning steps toward developing a deep water port closer to Arctic waters off Alaska. With the signature booklet scheduled to come off the printer, opponents of a controversial tax cut for oil companies should be able to start gathering support for their referendum today. Vic Fisher, one of the lead organizers behind the repeal movement, says they're taking a grassroots approach.
There'll be some standing on the street outside the post office, and there'll be others who will circulate in community meetings, wherever they can.
Backers of the referendum have until mid-July to collect more than 30,000 signatures if they want their question to appear on next year's ballot. But Fisher says they want even more than that, and that they're trying to get more than 40,000 voters to join their effort. There are a few reasons for that. Logistically, organizers want insurance in case some of their signatures don't qualify and they have enough support from districts across the state. Deborah Vogt, an organizer in Southeast, says there's also the political benefit to going beyond the minimum number required by the state.
I mean, it's certainly an opportunity to start campaigning, you know, to crank people up and about voting on the referendum, even though it's over a year away.
While the Vote Yes repeal the giveaway effort may already be underway, the measure they're seeking to repeal has not yet been signed into law. Governor Sean Parnell, who has long championed tax cuts as a way of encouraging oil production, is still waiting for the bill to be transmitted to his office. The bill attracted opposition from a mix of Democrats and coastal Republicans who argued that it would cost the state about $1 billion in revenue without any commitments from oil companies. The state Supreme Court gave the redistricting board the clarification it was looking for last week. It said its order requiring the board to draft a map of legislative districts based on the criteria of the state constitution should involve all districts, not just the few in which there is a federal concern to preserve native voting power. There was also no immediate response from board chairman John Torgerson, who has said in the past that the board intends to do nothing until the U.S. Supreme Court decides on the constitutionality of the Voting Rights Act. Plaintiff's attorney Jason Gazewood says he's concerned the board will stall until it's too late to implement a new redistricting plan. That's what happened in 2012 when the court allowed the flawed plan to govern who got to vote for which state legislator to go into effect temporarily because of lack of time. The Nome Board of Education passed the fiscal year 2014 budget for Nome Public Schools at a special meeting last night. The proposed general fund budget estimates total expenses near $13 million. However, the estimated incoming revenue does not currently cover those costs, resulting in the need to take $249,845 out of the fund balance or district savings to pay all expenses. Board member Barb Nichols shares her thoughts on the final approved budget.
I was very concerned that we're taking $250,000 out of our fund balance as well as not being able to continue to fund new programs that were started last year. And it's just the economy and cost of doing business.
Nome Public Schools is requesting funding of almost $1.9 million from the City of Nome. The budget has to be presented to the Nome City Council for final approval. The Nome Board of Education meets next on May 14th. A spokesman for the union representing 200 National Weather Service employees in Alaska says they could face furloughs this summer. Jim Brader, a Fairbanks meteorologist, says some offices already are understaffed because of a hiring freeze. Brader says 30% of the forecasting positions in the Fairbanks office are vacant. He says in a press release that the furloughs are planned to save money for the federal government, but that the public could see less reliable weather information as a result. Brader says furloughs could affect aviation and marine forecasts and flood warnings. The preliminary dates selected for furloughs are July 5th to the 19th and August 5th to the 30th. Dates for 24-hour forecasting offices are undetermined. The National Weather Service has 19 offices in Alaska. The 7th annual Ski to Sea Biathlon took place this weekend in Nome. The event, hosted by the Nome Ski and Biathlon, which chose a ski and road race structure this year. The team and individual competitors chose between skiing, ski-joring, or snowshoeing paired with running or biking. Tyler Rhodes had the fastest skate ski time for the day on Saturday and took the top individual position with a total time of 29 minutes and 30 seconds. Rosa Schmidt took the top individual female spot at 32 minutes and 21 seconds. The fastest junior high racer was 6th grader Rihanna Noyakuk, and Deb Trowbridge took the fastest time in the one-mile snowshoe course. Nome Ski and Biathlon is part of an after-school program run by the Nome Community Schools. Winners from the Last Chance Snow Machine race are in, and the race took place this past weekend, running from Kotzebue to Norvik and back. All winners hail from Kotzebue. Winter Jones placed first in the open class, followed by Ellen Jessup Jr. and Elizabeth Sowers. The 600 class was led by overall champion Stephen Schaefer on his Arcticat Firecat. Dick Moto Jr. took second, with Harold Lee in third place. Mason Lee took first for the Fan Cooled class. Wally Carter Sr. Came in second, with Robert Fairbanks in third. The Arctic Circle Racing Association hosted the race in its 17th year. It's their final race of the season. And a look at the price of gold this morning, down $4 to $1,473.50. An ounce of silver's down 39 cents to $24.30, and a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:42 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:42. It's unofficially 21 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.